Who Goes Ape S? That's the title of the story by A.A. Milne. I'm going to read this in the same style that I read something to Bart. Bart and I are currently reading a book called Henry Huggins. I used to love these Henry Huggins books when I was a kid with Beezus and Ramona. Right. We are reading the book where Henry Huggins finds a case of bubble gum and wants to sell the gum to buy himself a new bicycle.
So for the youngsters, the real little ones, perhaps turning the radio down might be in order at this
that
point?
That was kind of the point I was making, because I'm going to read this like in my daddy voice.
Wonderful.
Everything was rather quiet in the 100-acre woods. The trees whispered to each other as the wind rustled their leaves. Under a large oak tree, there lived Pooh Bear. From inside Pooh's house, there came a steady bang, bang, bang that was making his honey jars rattle on the sideboard. The light came through the window, and in the evening sun, Pooh raised the axe once more and brought it down on the tattered remains of Christopher Robin. "Why won't he fit?" puffed Pooh to himself as the axe came down once more. There was a small pile of earth and a hole next to it, which Pooh had hidden with his favorite rug. Christopher Robin, selfish prat that he was, didn't quite fit in the hole that Pooh had dug, so instead of making it wider, he decided to hack Christopher Robin's legs off. A far more sensible idea, thought Pooh, and hummed a little song to himself as he cut the last tendon and ran the rest of the body in the hole.
Oh, a little grisly detail.
After covering it up with the rug. Always too bossy, thought Pooh. Always too bossy. Always grabbing me by the paw and saying, "Come on, Pooh, let's have an adventure." Or, "Pooh, you are silly." In that affected, cutesy, spoiled brat voice and his stupid little shorts. I hate that bastard. Pooh had waited all afternoon for Christopher Robin to come around, humming a little tuneless song to himself whilst gazing blankly into the fire and fondling the oaken handle of the axe. When Christopher Robin finally turned up, squeaking in his child actor voice, "Come on, Pooh, open up." Pooh had answered the door normal as anything, talked about the weather, and then went to the cupboard and fetched the axe.
Squeaking in his child actor voice.
While CR had sat there prattling on about what a silly bear Pooh was and how he had such a little brain, which wound Pooh up to no end, Pooh had raised the axe high and brought it down with a satisfying thud on Christopher Robin's skull.
Oh my God.
Leaving it virtually in two, with just some muscle fiber in place to keep the pieces upright.
Oh God.
And freezing CR's eyes wide in horror that Pooh, lovable Pooh, could do such a thing.
Terrible Pooh.
Giggled a little.
Pooh going apes.
And wiped some saliva from his mouth with a shaky paw. Then Pooh, calm as anything, mopped up the blood, washed the axe, and began to dig the hole. Piglet had wondered why Pooh had not called for him that morning to have his tea and biscuits.
Oh no, there's going to be another murder.
So he decided to visit Pooh instead.
Oh my God, no, carnage.
He admired the evening sun, blood red, and listened to the birds singing. Pooh watched him get nearer and nearer and plugged in his drill.
Oh my God.
Piglet had no time to realize what had happened. The drill pierced his skull, sending a beautiful fountain of blood all over Pooh's orange hide.
Charles Broyhill, I'd like to point out Charles Broyhill and I sharing the guffaws of laughter. I think we're the sickest people in the room here.
Then he pulled Piglet inside and put him in the cupboard. The syringe lay on a sideboard, and Pooh picked it up, paws shaking and sweating, and filled it full of solution of the funny powder that had been given to him by the spaced-out rabbit. It was a strange effect at first, and Pooh thought he had seen many strange things. CR and Piglet had everything that was coming to them. No doubt about that.
Oh, my.
But Pooh was jolly grateful for Piglet's sewing lessons now, because he'd be able to sew up Roo nice and tight, so he wouldn't be able to get out and his mum would not be able to rescue him.
My goodness.
So very slowly and carefully, Pooh began to sew Roo into his pouch, thereby suffocating that annoying, idiotic twit. After the deed was done, Pooh made his way back to his house, wondering how Roo's mum would take the death of Roo.
Pooh of the lambs.
Man.
Badly hoped Pooh, as he began to cough uncontrollably and felt general nausea overcome him. By the time Pooh got home, he had puked several times, and was very desperate for more. He trembled and picked up the syringe and gave himself the remaining amount.
Oh, God!
An awfully large amount, one might say, for a little bear like Pooh.
Sick!
In fact, too much. Pooh died of an overdose, but he died with a smile on his face. He was dreaming that he was the only teddy bear made with a willy, and dreamed how he surprised Eeyore one day. But that's a story for another day.
Oh!
The end.